It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Facebook has reported its quarterly numbers publicly for the first time, and there were a lot of numbers, too many to mention. Wall Street seemed disappointed. Nate Elliott is an analyst with Forrester. He says Facebook still needs to figure out how to bring in more money from ads. Doing that on the web is pretty simple.
The solution on the PC website has been, let's just get more and more ads on every page. And surely users will have noticed that what used to be one or two ads on their homepage of Facebook now is six and seven and eight ads.
That approach won't work on mobile. Screens on a tablet or a smartphone running the Facebook app are smaller. Dump a bunch of display ads on there.
If they try to overload mobile users to that extent, then their famously active mobile user base will become famously inactive. So they're going to have to figure out a way to add additional data to those ads and to help marketers target those ads more effectively. How can you get location-based data into the targeting criteria? And what other tools can you use to make those mobile ads more effective?
I'll translate. The Facebook app will want to know where you are and then offer you deals or enticements from merchants around you who pay Facebook for the privilege of reaching out to you. Elliott says Facebook needs to learn to love mobile devices just like the rest of the world has, despite their shortcomings.
You've got a smaller screen, less resolution, slower download speeds, and a horribly difficult to use input device, right? No mouse and no proper keyboard in most cases. What Facebook has to get past is those limitations. And I have to say, well, what are the advantages to this platform that's making so many of our users engage with us here? And convenience is one of those factors. If they can start to figure out how to turn those benefits of Facebook Mobile for users into benefits for advertisers as well, then I think that'll go a long way towards helping them make money.
Nate Elliott from Forrester. Kansas City has got it going on. There's barbecue, blues music, the baseball career of George Brett, and now there's ridiculously high-speed internet just switched on by Google. The company is using Kansas City as a test market for a new fiber network. 1 gigabyte per second, 100 times the average home internet speed, says Google, just as fast uploading as downloading. Susan Crawford from Harvard University, why is it so fast?
This is a glass tube through which lasers are shot.
Lasers?
Lasers, and the pulsing of those lasers conveys the information. And this can carry thousands of times more information than a traditional cable wire or a copper wire that we use for telephone calls. It's just vanishingly fast.
So what does that mean for me if I live in Kansas City?
You'll be able to have multiple non-compressed, high-definition streams of video coming in and out of your house. That'll allow you to run your business from your house, plus all your kids can be watching all their stuff on all their devices, plus somebody can do her homework, and no one will notice that anybody else is using the network. That kind of capacity no one else in America has.
Is this something that we're all going to get eventually?
No. As things currently are going in America, the cable operators have no incentive to expand to fiber. Google was able to squeeze costs here in Kansas City quite a bit with the aid of the city. It's unclear how many other cities will get this kind of access.
Susan Crawford says she's watching to see if other cities rise up and demand to be more like Kansas City. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.